Shocker, how many times do you sing along when that song comes on?
Sometimes I'm not sure when I'm actually, like, live on the radio. Because it's hard when we're on hold to know when we transition to now our mic is live. So I definitely tap my feet and I mouth the words because I know all of them. But I don't necessarily sing because I'm just worried I'll be live on the radio.
No, okay.
I don't know when Connor, I don't know when he flips the switch, or is it you that flips the switch?
Well, it's not me because I'm not in the station, right? Because I'm at home, so it would never be me. It would be Cons, and he would usually he would never switch it until he hears me introduce you. So just so you know, if you want to sing along anytime when the music's playing, you'll never be introduced then.
Good to know. Good to know. I will then.
Looking at the Edmonton Oilers, for fun, here we are. We're now into June. Of course, the expansion draft list needs to be in by the 17th. Is Oscar Klefbom, do you believe, going to be exposed or protected?
Well, what are the ramifications of his health status, right? I mean, I don't think you can expose him and count him as one of your exposed players if he's nowhere in the vicinity of being able to play or if he's not, you know what I mean? Like, isn't there some gray area there in terms of information they need from him to be able to expose him and have him be one of the guys on the that qualifies as an exposed player?
Well, he qualifies either way because he played enough games the last 2 years. And the only way he would get an exemption, basically, if you look back to the Vegas expansion draft, there were 17 players who got exemptions. None of them ever played an NHL game again. Like, you've got to be pretty – it's not like, well, we're not sure he can play. It's we're 100% sure he can't play. And I'm not sure if they'll have that answer by then or not. So then it just comes down to, are they willing to lose a player or are they willing to lose Klefbom? Because what if he could be healthy for a full year and maybe his shoulder doesn't break down? The arthritis doesn't, you know, become an issue next season. They're like, well, geez, if we had Oscar Klefbom with Darnell Nurse as our two left defensemen, we're pretty happy about that, right? So I think like these next 5 weeks in the last conversation I had is where, you know, they're hoping that they will have, you know, a pretty good idea. And obviously, if they feel he can play, then they're protecting him, right?
Do you think
but
that?
If they feel he can play, I do believe so. Yes, because he is because Larson only gets protected if he can if he's signed. Otherwise, you're not protecting him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could still protect four and then you know expose Archibald and Cassian and those type of guys up front, right? Then you know. So I think if they get a sense that they're confident from what the doctors say and everybody that Oscar Klefbom can come back and play next year and play more than 10 games, I should say. And I know there's no guarantee of that. But I think if they get a pretty good guarantee that if nothing goes, you know, sideways here, he should be able to play the majority of the season, I think they protect him. I would. If you knew he could play for a whole year, I'd protect him. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, he is. But that shoulder has been an issue for a long time. And I just can't help but wonder if you don't hang him out there and see if Seattle wants to take on whatever risk/reward there may be with Klefbom and his shoulder. Let them take on that risk, and then you end up with the cap space, and you can just see if they're willing to take that on. So I it's not no disrespect at all to Oscar Klefbom. He's a good player. He's been a good Oiler, valuable, all those things. But I wouldn't be surprised if they left him out there to see if somebody else wanted to take on the risk and reward of Klefbom's shoulder, because it has been an issue. And while he has been a real good player when he's healthy, I think asking the question, how much time will he be healthy from now over the next few years, will he actually be? And, you know, at his cap hit, is somebody else willing to take on that risk? And I'd be open to the idea of letting somebody else.
Yeah, that's fair, right? Like, it's like to me, if they get enough, and I don't know if they can, but if they could get enough, you know, doctor people saying, hey, we're pretty confident of this, then I think they protect him. But if it's like 50-50, or even 60-40, I think they say, you know what, we're going to leave him unprotected. And if Seattle wants to take the risk, and not only the cap hit, but the $9.5 million that he's owed in actual cash, that, you know, then so be it. and you know, you kind of live with it. But I think if they get a like, if it's 80-20, I think I'd take the bet on Oscar Klefbom at 80-20. If it's 50-50, I can't. Because the other thing is, just because you leave him exposed doesn't guarantee Seattle would take him, right? Now, they might, because they do have to get to a, you know, the minimum cap floor and everything, and I'm sure their ownership's going to spend money either way. But to me, that's the fascinating one. Like, there's so many people worried about Caleb Jones and everything. To me, it's Oscar Klefbom. He's the most important player. They got to make a decision on him first. And then everybody else kind of falls in line after that.
Well, the other thing, too, is if they're not going to re-sign Tyson Barrie, then what about using some of that money and going out and getting a top four left shot defenseman with that money? Someone that's a certainty, because they need to make sure on their blue line. They need some certainty there. And I think, you know, I don't think Klefbom comes with any measure of certainty at all. And so I could see them, if they decide to let Barrie walk and say, okay, Bouchard's going to be one of the guys on the right side. You go Larson, Bouchard, and Bear over on the right side, and you let Barrie walk. I could see them saying, okay, need something real solid on the left to make sure your top four is solidified next year. And I'm just not sure they would rely on Oscar Klefbom to be that certainty. So,
here's,
I don't know, we'll see.
Here's a name. I've been watching him in the playoffs. What do you think of Mike Riley? The defenseman, not the quarterback.
Yeah. He was the college guy, right? And I thought there was a... Wasn't he the one where Mac T went to talk to him? And how did this go? Didn't he sign in Detroit out of college?
No. Mike Riley was originally drafted by the Blue Jackets, then didn't sign, then he signed with Minnesota.
Who was I thinking about? Well, were the Oilers in on him? No, I think maybe I'm thinking of DeKaiser.
DeKaiser, yeah, that's
where right. Mac T went. He said he went and had the interview with him, and went great, and they thought it was going to go great and everything, and they saw the kid pull away, and he had Detroit license plate, like a Red Wings license plate, because he'd been like a fan his whole life, and they sort of knew, oh, well, that's not happening. I remember that story. I think Riley is a I think he'd be an okay option. You know, I think he would be, I don't know, though, like, I just wonder if they're, because he wouldn't be sort of that, he wouldn't be that shutdown type guy, though, right?
Well, no, Mike Riley, he moves the puck. Could you play Mike Riley with Adam Larson? I believe you could.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that would, you know, like, you've got Jamie Oleksiak. Like, I'm looking at the other left defenseman, you know, there's Oleksiak.
Alex Goligoski
is older. You know, there's Ryan Murray, but he's as banged up as Klefbom, right? Like, there's not a ton of left defensemen available. And, like, Alex Martinez is the other one, but you'd probably have to go on a short-term deal with him just because of his age. But, like, Alex Martinez would probably be your number one choice. Then there's Oleksiak and there's Riley. And those are both players who I feel have kind of, you know, hit their defenseman stride after, you know, those some early struggles. And then they get to that close to the 300 game mark. And all of a sudden, like, the light bulb goes on. And, you know, they're very different in styles. But Mike Riley can play, you know, he can play tough minutes for you if you need him.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why I wonder if they're not going to want more of a sure thing over there. That's all. And especially if Barry's going. So they're going to go, okay, you got Ethan Bear and Evan Bouchard you're leaning on your right side. I mean, that's a lot of question mark. All due respect to both guys. You got one guy with lots of inexperience and another guy who has had hot and cold results from a year-to-year standpoint. So you need to make sure you're rock solid over on that other side. You know, you can't be going Nurse, Russell, Jones on that left side thinking everything's going to be just fine with what you've got over on the right side. They need to be better on the blue line than that would be. So if it's Klefbom, then you're taking a chance that he stays healthy, but Nurse, Klefbom, and then somebody you'd be okay with a healthy Klefbom, but are you willing to risk it? Are you willing to risk that he'll be totally good to go and healthy and he can give you a full season and he's just ready? That's why whatever meetings they have, whatever discussions they have, it's going to be a critical decision for Ken Holland to read the situation, lean on the doctors, take it all in and make a real good decision, because 4.25 on the blue line or whatever his number is, that's a lot of money to tie up on a team that's trying to solidify its top four.
Yeah, well, I look at Mike Riley, and I would say he fits exactly for what they need. You look at him in Boston, He's played the most minutes 5-on-5 in the postseason for them.
Yep.
And he's played in virtually like more of a defense, like Charlie McAvoy and Greslick, those guys are paired together. They play more offense. Carlo and Riley are more defensive. So he would fit in. Now, I think Boston's going to want to re-sign him too. All right, so right. You know, there'll be a little bit of an arms race there, no question about it. And the other challenge of Mike Riley is the fact that he's American. And there's historically, a lot of the American guys prefer to play in American cities. It's just how it is. Not all,
yeah.
But free agents, that seems to be more the case.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. And he'll have some options too. Like, he's playing a lot of minutes and playing well, and his team's probably going to go. You know, could go, well, we'll see, but could go deep here. So, yeah, there's options out there. But again, free agency, it's kind of this crapshoot. You can go in with the best laid plans, and then, you know, you just got to be left with something at the end of it all. So, I don't know, if they expose Klefbom, and the word was he was healthy and looking good and ready to go, and then Seattle grabs him, and then you've got that space to go out and sign somebody that can be more of a sure bet for you. I wouldn't be surprised to see them lay him out there for that reason. But, again, what's the guarantee that Seattle will take him for those exact same reasons? And ideally, the Oilers get a healthy, motivated Klefbom back for an entire season next year, because that makes their blue line significantly better. I just don't know how much you could depend on that right now.
Yeah.
Hasn't played any year. Like, took a year off. I mean, that's major.
Yeah, it is major, but we see lots of these athletes nowadays. If he can train to the level that he wants to train, these guys get back, you know, guys who are really, like, Klefbom was a really good player. He was not a great player, but he was a really good player. And I think, you know, he has a year off to rest. And I think his drive and desire will easily be there. I don't think that was ever much of a question, but anytime something's taken from you that you love, I think you all of a sudden are like, oh my goodness, now I miss it even more. So if he can come back and his shoulders is okay, I think it'd be a huge boost, right? Because he can slide in, you can play him with Larson. Heck, you could play him with Ethan Bear at times if you want, right? If you're looking for more offense potentially, and, you know, give Larson, you know, play Larson with whichever your other left defenseman is, and, you know, then it would give Edmonton some legit options.
I'm not sure.
I think it's low percentage, unfortunately.
I agree with what you're saying. I can't help but think that a year off is going to have a little bit more of an effect than what you're describing there.
All right.
You know, I mean, I agree with you. The work ethic and the drive, and Oscar, he was one of the hardest working players on the team. Like, always came in phenomenal shape, and it was always, there was no questioning any of that. But, man, your timing, the speed of the game, I guess it'll depend on what he's been doing in the meantime and how ready he's stayed. I don't know if you're Oscar Klefbom, if it all just comes back right away and you just fall right. I mean, you're describing him like he used to be. And I just don't know if you get him back the way he used to be. Maybe he comes back and for the first 2.5 months he's a third-pairing defenseman until he gets his feet under him. Because what he built himself into took years. And maybe you just don't get that back right away. I'm not sure.
Sure, it'll be an interesting one, but yeah, left defense. There's like Mike Riley to me would be the number one choice. I think it's going to be the hardest one, but Jamie Oleksiak would be another option for sure.
Yeah, I like Oleksiak a lot, man. I thought he was great last year in the playoffs. Big guy, has some scoring touch, just hard to play against. I really like him. I think someone's going to overpay him though, so I'm not sure how the Oilers feeling about the team that does that, but I could see that.
Okay, Sure, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Take care.